There was a time in this country when Italian food meant spaghetti and meatballs, speckled with flea-like flecks of Parmesan cheese. But today, many youngsters know about rigatoni and fusilli before they learn about Jefferson and Madison. One of the persons who is most responsible for the growth of serious interest in Italian food is a sturdy and uncompromising 80-year-old grandmother who lives on Longboat Key, Florida, though her accent is still as redolent as the olive oil of her native region of Emilia-Romagna. We look in on a cooking class the other night with Marcella Hazan.
And after take a knife and make a cross here going inside.
Her instructions are blunt and specific. Marcella Hazan has been teaching Americans Italian cooking, she doesn't call it cuisine, for over 40 years. She was a biochemist back in Italy and sees cooking as a process in which individually brilliant ingredients, like onions and carrots, are transformed by properly applied heat and timing. She explains the process in her new book. Marcella says, Italian cooking wisdom from the legendary teacher's master class.
There's a word that just seems to be central to your work, and I don't know how to pronounce it. Insa...
Insaporire. Insaporire, sapore, it means taste in Italian. Mm-hmm. And insaporire, it means to make things tasty. And that is very important, how to make and what to do and why you do it. Like, let's say, a vegetable soup, usually you have some fat, and after you have all this vegetable cut up, and you put it in the pot with the water, let it cook. Mm-hmm. Yes, you end up with vegetable soup. But more or less, all those vegetables, they will taste boiled. But if you chop the onion, you put it in the fat, you brown the onion, you release that wonderful flavor of the onion that mm-hmm. come on sauteing. And when the onion is ready to release their taste, you saute the carrot in the onion. So the carrot will take the taste of the onion. And you put the celery. And the celery does the same thing. Yeah. And you keep doing this until you don't have any more vegetable. At that point, you put the water and you make the soup. But that soup is much more tasty than the other one.
Marcella Hazan swore that the last of her five cookbooks, Marcella Cucina, would be her last. But when she and her husband ostensibly retired and moved from New York to Florida, she saw a way in which a new book might be useful.
In New York, I could find almost everything to cook. But
Florida's hard.
Now I am in Longboat Key, Florida, where I have only the supermarket. Doesn't have much variety, especially of vegetable. The vegetable very tired. And they lost their taste and so on. And the meat, they look like all everyone is using chopped meat. At the beginning, I was scared. I said, I can't do this book. But after I thought that, America is not only New York, Boston, Chicago, or San Francisco. It's a lot more of America that look like Longboat Key. They have only a supermarket.
Marcella Hazan's cooking is traditional Italian, nothing nouveau. She believes in cooking vegetables until they're limp, but not lifeless. She ladles on butter and olive oil generously enough to make anyone say a pre-meal prayer. And she believes that salt sharpens everything.
I don't like to taste when I cook, usually. Uh-huh. And many times I have to know if it is salt enough or not. I smell. Mm-hmm. If the smell, the flavor that I smell is right, is enough salt. I kept quiet about this because my husband said that I was crazy, that it couldn't be. Until he went to a wine producer, and there, you know, they were tasting the wine, the bouquet of the wine and so on, and my husband said that, you know, I have to tell you one thing. My wife pretended that she can smell the if it is enough salt. And the man said, she's right, I can prove it to you. And he took two glasses, he put the same wine, same amount in the two glasses. He asked my husband, close your eyes. And he put some salt in one, mm-hmm. stir it. And he said, open your eye, don't drink it, he said, smell it. He smelled it and he said, oh, it's the same wine? He said, yes. But this one has much more bouquet than the other one. That is what has the salt.
Your new book also recognizes some of the stresses of modern life by emphasizing simplicity and features several recipes that can be made with unfussy quickness.
I tried one of your recipes the other night, one of the easier ones. I made spaghettini. Well, the recipe called for pine nuts and golden raisins. Late-night pasta, it's called.
Yes.
Yeah. But I substituted almonds for the pine nuts.
Did you ever had that recipe before?
Never, no.
The first time, follow the recipe. After, change it.
Oh.
But at least you know what's supposed to be.
Actually, in your book, you said that some people use almonds when they can't find pine nuts.
Oh, well, that is all right.
Well, at least we didn't use peanut butter. Some people would have done that.
I don't think so. Now, if you do this, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Well, Marcello Hazan had a class to teach anyway at the French Culinary Institute in Lower Manhattan.
You work in this way, and you work there.
There were 14 students taking five-hour classes on four successive nights. The fee was over $2,000. Many of the students seemed to be prosperous, middle-aged New Yorkers, but one student flew in from Brazil. And then there was August Weber, who's a cook at the Stockman's Inn in Appleton, Wisconsin. Mr. Weber is 19 years old and looks like he could shave with a butter knife.
I've always had a love for cooking, and I have every one of Marcella's cookbooks, and I was looking at different schools, and I saw that she had a class that she was teaching, and I immediately just signed up.
So, like, what have you learned here that was a revelation to you?
I don't know. I've learned so much in such a quick time. It hasn't all set in yet, but I'm more just in awe of...
You stop it because I have to work. You can talk because the pasta is going to be dry.
The maestra interrupts. Cooking is not a hobby for Marcella Hazan. And at $500 a class, she wants her students to receive full value. The class prepared tortelloni, rapini with chickpeas, and a dish called drunken pork, in which a pork loin gets tender and lustrous as it simmers for 3 hours in red wine, butter, bay leaves, and grappa. The results make Marcella Hazan smile and raise a glass.
You did a good job. But you did a good job. You did a good job.
The story was produced by Sarah Byer Kelly and recorded by Manoli Wetherill. Manja.
How many seats?
Can you break the plate? Thank you.